Okay, welcome. Parashat Balak. This one is very short and very sweet. When Balak is refusing to join those asking him to go curse Am Yisrael, when Bilam is saying that, when he's refusing Balak, so it says, "Yitain li Balak malei beito kezav zav lo chalavor pir Hashem." If he gives me a house full of gold and silver, I can't violate what Hashem is asking, what Hashem wants me to do. I have to listen to Hashem. So, a lot of people read into Bilam's words that he really wanted to go, and this was him asking for more money or trying to sweeten the terms of the deal. So the Emes Yaakov is medayik in his lashon, a proof to that effect. And he says you have to compare it to a Mishnah in Pirkei Avot. Mishnah in Pirkei Avot says, "Amar Rabbi Yosi ben Kisma, pam achad hayiti mahalech baderech ufagabi adam echad. Once I was walking along and I met a man. Natan li shalom v'chzarti lo shalom. He said hello, I said hello back. Amar li Rabbi meizem akomata. He said, Rabbi, where are you from? Amarti lo me'ir gedola shel chachamim shel sofrim ani. I come from a big city of Tamidei Chachamim. Amar li Rabbi, retzon chashet ador imanu b'mkomeinu. Do you want to live with us? V'ani etein lach elef alfei dinari zahav avanim tovot umargaliot. And in return, I will give you a lot of money. Amarti lo imatano tein li kol kesef zahav avanim tovot umargaliot shabal olam eni dar el makom Torah. Even if you give me all the money in the world, I would only live in a makom Torah. I wouldn't come to live in your town, which is not a makom Torah." Okay? Look at the striking contrast between Bilam's statement and Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma's statement, says the Emes Yaakov. Bilam said, even if you give me a house full of gold and silver, it's like a person said, I wouldn't go even if you give me $100. That right away leaves, what if I give you 200? What if I give you 1,000? What if I give you 1,000,000? Are you saying there's a price for which you would go and I just haven't hit it? Or you could say, I wouldn't go for all the money in the world. The minute you say that, I know, okay, offering you money won't work. And that is the difference between what Bilam did and what Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma is saying. Yossi ben Kisma is saying, I won't move to anywhere but a Makom Torah for all the money in the world. And Bilam is saying, for that amount of money, it's not worth it for me to violate what Hashem wants, to try and go against Him. That amount is not worth it. And it's an important lesson in terms of living in a Makom Torah, both Rabbi Yosef and Kisma, but also to realize, pay attention to what somebody is saying. When Bilam is saying, "And I won't do it," he's not saying, "I won't do it." He's saying, "I won't do it for that amount." And that sensitivity to Bilam's Lashon is one of the proofs we have to Bilam, right? He's called Bilam HaRasha, to Bilam's true intentions. Bilam wasn't acting like a tzaddik, he was acting like somebody greedy. And we're able to be medayik from his words by this strong contrast between Rabbi Yosef and Kisma, what he could have said and what he actually said. And from that, we can learn really what was going on.